from Tidbits on February 29th, 2016. This is El Capitan System Integrity Protection Broke Ethernet by Josh Centers. Many Mac users were baffled over the weekend when their Ethernet ports stopped working. Thankfully, Apple swiftly published a support article about how to fix the problem. The culprit appears to be an update to OS 10.11 El Capitan's System Integrity Protection security feature, which accidentally disabled the kernel extension that manages the Ethernet port. Apple pushed out a second update to the incompatible kernel extension configuration data that should automatically fix the problem. But if the first update disabled your Ethernet port and prevented the second update from installing, follow these steps to determine your situation and fix it. 1. Hold down the Option key and choose System Information from the Apple menu. 2. In System Information sidebar under Software, select Installations. 3. If the listings aren't arranged in alphabetical order, click Software Name to sort them. 4. Look for incompatible kernel extension configuration data. If the most recent version installed is 3.28.1, you have the troublesome version and will need to force an update to 3.28.2. If you already have 3.28.2, as in the screenshot on the article at tidbits.com, the kernel extension isn't the culprit and you'll have to try another troubleshooting method. If you need to force an update to 3.28.2 and have a Wi-Fi connection, the fix is easy. Open terminal in /applications/utilities, type the following command and press return. Sudo software update, all one word, 2- background. You may be prompted to enter your administrator password. After that, quit terminal and restart your Mac to finish applying the fix. If you can't connect to Wi-Fi or don't have a Wi-Fi network, then you unfortunately have a more involved process ahead of you, detailed in the aforementioned Apple support article. We're happy that Apple addressed this issue quickly, but we can't say that the broken 3.28.1 update gives us warm and fuzzy feelings for the state of Apple's software quality assurance. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.